Listen to part of a conversation between a student and a librarian.
Hi. I really hope you can help me.
That's why I'm here. What can I do for you?
I'm supposed to do a literature review for my psychology course, but I'm having a hard time finding articles. I don't even know where to start looking.
You said this is for your psychology course, right? So your focus is on...
Dream interpretation.
Well, you have a focus, so that's already a good start. Well, there are a few things... Oh, wait. Have you checked to see if your professor put any materials for you to look at on reserve?
That's one thing I did know to do. I just copied an article, but I still need three more on my topic from three different journals.
Let's get you going on looking for those, then. We have printed versions of 20 or so psychology journals in the reference section. These are ones published within the last year. Now that I think about it, there's a journal named Sleep and Dreams.
Oh, yeah. The article I just copied is from that journal, so I've got to look in other sources.
Okay. Actually, most of our material is available electronically now. You can access psychology databases or electronic journals and articles through the library's computers. And if you wanted to search by title with the word dream, for example, just type it in and all the articles with dream in the title will come up on the screen.
Cool. That's great. Too bad I can't do this from home.
But you can. All of the library's databases and electronic sources can be accessed through any computer connected to the university network.
Really? I can't believe I didn't know that. It still sounds like it's going to take a while, though, you know, going through all of that information, all of those sources.
Maybe. But you already narrowed your search down to articles on dream interpretation, so it shouldn't be too bad. And you probably noticed that there's an abstract or summary at the top of the first page of the article you copied. When you go into the databases and electronic sources, you have the option to display the abstracts on the computer screen. Skimming those to decide whether or not you want to read the whole article should cut down some time.
Right. Abstracts. They will definitely make the project more doable. I guess I should try out the electronic search while I'm still here then, you know, just in case.
Sure. That computer's free over there, and I'll be here till 5 this afternoon.
Thanks. I feel a lot better about this assignment now.